Book is Happy Together, Using the Science of Positive Psychology to Build Love That Lasts. We've got husband and wife Susie Pawelski and James Pawelski joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Thank you. Let's talk.
Thank you so much for having us here. We're excited.
Thanks so much, Bruce. And actually, I want to let you know I'm a Buckeye. I was born in Ohio. So
well,
it's great to be talking to you.
All right, go Bucks. Hey, I'm looking at this
That's
book,
great.
And it talks about here. It says the fact that you use empirical research, real life examples, and advice from relationship scientists. What's a relationship scientist?
That's a great question. Actually, about 20 years ago, there was a new field of psychology that was established. Mainstream psychology focuses on what's wrong with people and how to correct it, which is important. Positive psychology focuses on what's going right with people and how to cultivate it, which is also important and a lot more fun. And to this point, no one had looked at the research that's been developed within this new field of positive psychology and applied it to relationships and romantic relationships. So that's what we've done in this book.
Is it something that we have to cultivate? I mean, what are the tips that you can give us related to the positive psychology?
Well, it's basically in your relationship, you want to focus on what's going right instead of what's going wrong. We all, I'm sure, have small annoyances that in our relationship, maybe in our partner, that we tend to focus on. So positive psychology talks about pulling those things. What's going well? And how could you get more of that in your relationship? And it's interesting because we tend to default to focusing on what's wrong because, you know when you have a problem, they scream at you, right? But an opportunity whispers.
We tend to live in a world of, you know, they're kind of fairy tale perspectives on relationships. You meet somebody, you get married, and you live happily ever after. And so one of the things that, and I think a lot of us find that the happily ever after is not quite as happy as we were hoping it would be. So this book uses the science of positive psychology to think about a relationship gym. We go to the gym to work out our bodies. Why not go to the relationship gym to work out our relationships? And by using the evidence-based tips and activities of positive psychology, we can then work out our relationships and help to improve them just like we work out our bodies at the gym.
So once we get inside that relationship gym, what do we do?
Well, there are a lot of different things you can do. Instead of just focusing on being happy, think back to maybe the beginning of your relationship. What were some of those things you particularly liked about your partner? What did you enjoy doing together? And scheduling your day, making decisions around doing those activities, rather than just waiting for positive emotions to happen.
So, we're going to be in the gym, we had to focus on strengths. And it turns out that positive psychology research has identified a number of strengths that have been valued across time and across place. There's a free survey that you can take. You can go to our website at buildhappytogether.com. That's www.buildhappytogether.com. Take a free survey, which will allow you and your partner to identify the particular strengths that you have. That then allows you to come at your work together in very interesting ways. Susie will describe a particular exercise that we recommend with those strengths.
Sure. So when James says strengths, there's things like we might be really good at creativity or a natural-born leader or social intelligence or zest. So what you could do is you pick a top strength of yours and one of your partners. For in our case, let's say zest is a top strength of mine, and my husband's, as a philosopher, happens to really love to learn. So what could we do? What date or kind of outing can we design together? So something that works for us, maybe we rent Segways and we take a historical tour of our city, our hometown city of Philadelphia. So at the end of the date, my sense of adventure is satisfied and my husband's love of learning is piqued.
We're talking today with Suzanne Pawelski and James Pawelski. The book is called Happy Together, Using the Science of Positive Psychology to Build Love That Lasts. What does Aristotle have to do with what you're doing? I see you reference him.
I thought you never asked.
Well, I didn't want to have
as
to pronounce.
Go ahead. As a philosopher, I always love talking about Aristotle. Look, Aristotle said there are three things that we love as human beings: what is useful, what is pleasurable, and what is good. And he said that we have relationships that are focused on those things, friendships. So we all have friendships of usefulness. We're friends with a business partner, and we get together to make a lot of money, or we're friends with people we like to go out in the town with and have fun on the weekends. Aristotle says nothing wrong with those friendships, but a higher form of friendship is a friendship based on good, on the character. see in the other person. And when we are attracted to somebody else because they're a good person, that can also inspire us to want to be better people ourselves. So that's Aristotle. Now, Susie has a very interesting twist on this that she suggested on our honeymoon.
So on our honeymoon, which was 8 years...
Are we allowed to talk about honeymoons on the show, Bruce?
Go right ahead. I won't stop.
Okay.
So 8 years ago to this week, we were on our honeymoon talking about Aristotle, because isn't that what you do on your honeymoon? On the sunny...
Absolutely. Now you know why I love my wife, Susie.
The sunny beaches of St. Lucia. So I said to James, why did Aristotle have to just limit this notion to friendship? What if we took it a step further and we applied it to our own marriage so that we really focused on one another's strengths, we saw the goodness in each other, and we really helped nurture that and become better individually and better together as a couple? And he said, I love that idea.
I love that idea, absolutely. So that's kind of the framing for the book. And we think of the book as, in some senses, a membership to this relationship gym. And we hope that other people, you know, it's fun to go out and work out at the gym, but it's really great to go and work out with other people. So part of what we're hoping to do is to bring together communities of people who are interested in having this particular ideal, focusing on the good in each other and helping to grow that in their relationship.
Time is running a limit. I just wondered if you could just briefly tell us what the gratitude dance is.
Yeah, so gratitude is something that we know is good for us. We oftentimes don't express it as much as we should, but we're even worse, I think, at receiving it as we should. So if somebody compliments us, we typically will say, don't worry about it, no worries, that's this old thing. But that shuts down the dance of gratitude within a relationship. So our emphasis is not only in expressing gratitude, which we should do, but also in receiving it well, really thanking the other person for taking the time to notice the things that we're doing well.
Right. Why did you pick January for a time to get married, by the way? Isn't that the, you know?
You know, when love strikes, Bruce, you just got to say yes.
I get it. All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, it's Happy Together, using the science of positive psychology to build love that lasts. James, Susie, thanks for your time this morning. And happy anniversary, by the way, too.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
It was fun.